And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 25th of September, 2017. It's the birthday of novelist William Faulkner, Oxford, Mississippi, 1897, who, in the space of about 7 years, wrote a whole series of famous novels exploring Southern culture, starting with The Sound and the Fury, 1929, on through Absalom, Absalom, in 1936. First few books did not make much money, so he wrote a book called Sanctuary, 1931, kind of a potboiler, and it was a big hit. William Faulkner spent most of his life in Oxford, Mississippi, but once when he was teaching in Charlottesville, Virginia, he was invited by President Kennedy to have dinner at the White House with other Nobel Prize laureates, and Faulkner said, "Well, that's 100 miles away. It's a long way to go, just to eat." Never graduated from his high school. He was a special student at Ole Miss, worked as the postmaster at the University Station, was fired for reading on the job. A girl broke his heart, so he enlisted in the Canadian Air Force, hoped to fight in World War I, added a U to his name to seem more English, but he never saw action. The war ended, and he had to come back from Toronto, where a few years later he married that same girl. William Faulkner is listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as having the longest single sentence in literature. You'll find it in his novel Absalom, Absalom, and it is in Chapter 6. It was on this day, 1957, 9 black teenagers, 7 girls, 2 boys, entered Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas, escorted by members of the 101st Airborne Division of the National Guard. It was 3 years after the Supreme Court decision on Brown versus Board of Education that mandated integrated classrooms, and Little Rock was chosen as a place to break the barrier because it was considered a relatively liberal city. There was no segregation on buses or in libraries or parks in Little Rock, so the 9 students headed for all-white Central High School, one of the best high schools in the state. One of them, Minnie Jean Brown, remembers picking out her best outfit for the first day of classes. She wasn't worried. She said, "I figured I'm a nice person. Once they get to know me, they'll see I'm okay. We'll be friends." But they never even got close to the school building that first day. A mob of segregationist white students and parents surrounded the school. Crowd was shouting obscenities and spitting at them. And so President Eisenhower sent 1,000 troops from the 101st Airborne to escort the students into their classrooms. Paratroopers remained in the school for the rest of the year. Here's a poem by Jim Harrison entitled Peonies. The peonies, too heavy with their beauty, slumped to the ground. I had hoped they would live forever, but ever so slowly, day by day, they're becoming the soil of their birth, with a faint tang of deliquescence around them. Next June, they'll somehow remember to come alive again, a little trick we have or have not learned. A poem by Jim Harrison, Peonies, from his collection In Search of Small Gods, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. And by Staples, with copy and print solutions for business, including color copies and presentations, booklets, signage, and more, in stores or at staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.